story is said about Rabbi Kivager. He had an uncle who was very close to him. His uncle's name was Wolfager, and when Rabbi Kivager got married, this Wolfager was not able to come to the chasana. And since he was not able to come to the chasana, he was sad. He was not able to be mishtatav in the simcha. So he decided to make sort of a mini mini chasana, mini party in his city in honor of Rabbi Kivager's chasana. Even though it was in a different city, Rabbi Kivager wasn't there. But he got a couple of talmid chacham together. He got together. They had a little suda and they danced lechavad the chasana of Rabbi Kivager. And this is what's known as a sudas Rabbi Kivager. When you can't make it to the chasana, you have a little suda in your city in honor of the simcha that's going on elsewhere. So both Eger said that during the suda, there were a bunch of Talmid Chachamim there, so Kedakim Shel Talmid Chachamim, they started speaking and learning, and one of them was Mara the following Shaila. He wanted to know that if a person is counts Sfiras Aimer, not Bepeh, but Beksiva, is that considered a good Sfira or not? In other words, he wrote down in a piece of paper, Yom, you know, Kach V'Kach Yomim La'Aimer, is that considered a proper Sfira? And this is a very Sadistic Shaila B'cholot Arakula, wherever you need a din of Amira, whether it's Tefillah, Kriya, Shema, Brachas, and instead of saying it, you wrote it down. Is your ksiva considered kedibur or not? So he wrote a tshuva about this, and he eventually sent this tshuva to Rabbi Kivager, and Rav Wolfager wanted to bring the following raya. Now this raya is really brought from already from the tshuva Shav Yaakov, the same raya, but this is one of the rayas that Rav Wolfager brought. The ksiva is not kedibur, and it's from our sugya here from the Gemara and Megillah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the parak that if a person was writing the Megillah and he had kavana to be yaitz in the midst of Kriyas Megillah, then he's yaitz in the midst of Kriyas Megillah. So the Pashtus is that we're talking about that he's writing the Megillah and he's yaitz in the mitzvah through the Ksivas Megillah that he's doing. But the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, hey chidami, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that you're speaking out, you're reading every pasuk, and then you're writing each pasuk down, so kikivin liba mayhavi, then what does it help to have kavana al peh? You're learning baal peh. You don't have any Megillah in front of you. That's a kriya baal peh, and it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, "Ela the kasa of psuka psuka v'karila." Maybe we're talking about that you wrote down each pasuk, and then you read the pasuk that you wrote. The Gemara says that also doesn't work. So the Gemara goes through a couple of cases until it comes out with the maskana, the mancha Megillah kamei. There's a Megillah in front of you, v'karila minein. You're reading that Megillah and then you write it down. So right away from the havamin of the Gemara, effect to Rav Wolfager, he says, "What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara's hanacha is, what are we talking about? The kamisader psuka psuka v'kasava. The case of kaisava as a Megillah is that you're reciting every pasuk, you're reading every pasuk, saying every pasuk, and then you write it down." And that's the case. We only get it from the Chavon Libas. Effective Wolfager, why is the Gemara assuming that you're saying the pasuk and then writing it down? Why don't we just say that you wrote the pasuk and when you're writing the pasuk, if Kivin Liba Yatsa? So from the fact that the Gemara understood that we're obviously talking about that you said the pasuk before you wrote it, is a raya that ksiva is not kedibur. It must be pasha to the Gemara that by writing something down, that's not considered a dibur. There's no havamin in the world that by writing the Megillah, that's considered a kriyas of Megillah, and you're not yaitzeh with that, but it must mean that while you're writing the Megillah, you first say the pasuk, and while you're saying it, that's the kriyas of Megillah that the Mishnah is discussing, whether you're yaitzeh or not, depending if you're mechaben as libay. But without that kriya before the ksiva, there's no havamina that the ksiva itself would be considered a kriya, and therefore he says you have a raya from here that ksiva is lav kedibur. By writing something down, that's not considered a dibur, and you can't be yaitza any mitzvahs with it, or brachas, or tfilas. You have to bedafka do an amira, not a ksiva. So that was Rav Wolf Eger's raya. So he wrote this tshuva to Rabbi Kivager, and Rabbi Kivager wrote a tshuva back. This is Siman Chaf Tes, and tshuva to Rabbi Kivager and Siman Lamed, and Rabbi Kivager said that he holds that this raya is not a raya. He was mancha the raya, and he said like this, I only could say the ksiva is kedibur. Of course, ksiva is considered a dibur. When you write something down, it's considered a dibur. And you can be yaitza a bracha b'ksaf. Why does Gemara over here understand that? Why is a pasha to the Gemara that you're mesader psuka psuka, you first say the pasuk and only then write it down? That's for a different reason. Because there's a halacha when it comes to a kriya shema, when it comes to brachas of hashmel, aznacha, mashat, amaitzi, mipicha. That's not enough to say it, but you have to say it in a voice that you hear. You have to be able to hear it with your ears, what you're saying. And if you can't hear it, then that's not considered a good kriya. This is brought down in the Gemara later on in Daf Chaf and other places. There's a din of Hashemelo Eznecha Mashat Amaitzi Mipicha. So Zakti V'Kivager, it's true that ksiva is kedibur. Ksiva is 100% a dibur. It's considered a dibur. It's as if you spoke it, but it's a dibur which you can't hear. It's a dibur which there's no noise. So it's no different than a whisper. A whisper is also a dibur, but it's a dibur that you can't hear. So even if ksiva is kedibur, but it's a dibur that no one can hear, so a dibur that you can't hear is going to have this problem of Hashemelo Eznecha Mashat Amaitzi Mipicha. You made a dibur that you can't hear, and that's not good. And that's why the Gemara has to say that we're not being yaitzah with the ksiva itself. You're being yaitzah with the kriya that you're doing before the ksiva. And even though Zakta Bikivagya that we hold that b'diavad if if you did not hear what you said, you are yaitze, but there is Shitas Rabbi Yosi who holds that it's maki b'diavad and you have to actually hear what you say. And the Gemara therefore wanted to say something which works out l'chuli alma. You don't have to get into this machlekes, and therefore the Gemara said that we're talking about that you said the pasuk and then you wrote it. But halach l'maisa, if a person wrote something down, then it could be the ksiva is kedibur, it could be the yaitze b'diavad, even though you can't hear it. The ksiva does have a din of a dimur. That's how Rabbi Kibeger is madcha the raya of Rav Wolf Eger. And the question is, what's the machlekes over here? Rav Wolf Eger held that this is a good raya. He didn't seem to hold of that tichui. What does he do with this problem of not being hashmelo iznacha? Masha tamaitz mipicha l'chari. Rabbi Kibeger has a good point. And I was thinking that perhaps this machlekes between Rabbi Kibeger and Rav Wolf Eger might be totally on a very yisaitis de gechakira and this din of hashmelo iznacha masha tamaitz mipicha. What's the yisaita din? What's the reason why you have to hear what you're saying? It's not enough to make a deeper, but you have to actually hear it with your ears. So is it a similar asiba? A siba would mean that the Torah is saying that when you say a dibor, the Torah wants you to be able to hear it. The kpeda is not just to say it, but to hear it, and kozman you don't hear it, that's not considered a proper dibor. Or is the pshat that it's a simon? It's not that the Torah really cares if you hear it or you don't hear it, but the Torah wants a dibor which has a high quality of a dibor and has to be a concrete dibor. So a dibor which is not audible, a dibor which you can't hear, that's not enough of a dibor. That's not strong enough to be considered a dibor, and it's only considered a dibor if it's such a strong dibor that it could be heard. But it's not because we actually want you to hear it. That's just a simon. That's just a way of identifying what is considered a dibor that has the quality of a dibor. So it could be that's a machlekes between Rabbi Kibeger and his uncle, that Rabbi Kibeger held that the din of Hashmelo is Necha Masha Tamaitz Mificha is a din. It's a siba. The Torah wants you to actually hear the dibor. So Rabbi Kibeger says, when you do ksiva, even though ksiva might be kedibur, it's 100% kedibur, but it's a dibur that can't be heard. It's no different than a whisper, and it's no good. You didn't hear it, and then you're not going to be yaitze. But perhaps his uncle, Wolf Eger, understood that the din of Hashmelo is Necha, Masha Tamaitz Mipicha, is not a siba, but it's a simon. It's not that we want you to actually hear it, but that's just a simon on the quality of a dibur. A dibur which is not loud enough to be heard is not considered a good dibur. But that's true when it comes to a dibur. But if you're doing ksiva, and ksiva is kedibur, and it's not that ksiva is kedibur, so there's no reason why you have to actually hear it, because we never really care if you hear it or not. That's just a way of identifying and measuring, is this the quality of a dibur, is it a strong dibur? But when it comes to ksiva, if ksiva is kedibur, ksiva is, when you write something down, that is a dibur, that is a strong dibur. It's no less strong because you can't hear it, because writing is not something that is supposed to be heard. So when it comes to ksiva kedibur, maybe Rav Wolf Eger held that there is no din of Hashmelo as Necha Masha Tamaitz Mipicha because it's only a simon, and that simon would not apply to ksiva, where the ksiva itself has a din of a strong dibur because of the din of ksiva kedibur. So that could be the beer in their machlekes. Now it happens to be that this is Mamash Nagiyat to this week's parsha. We find in the parsha by the Makkah of Tzvardeya, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu Davin in Perek Ches Pasuches, it says, V'yetza Moshe Ran Impar V'yitzak Moshe Hashem al Dvar HaTzvardem Asher Sam Lefarei. So it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to daven for the Tzfardayim, it says, V'yitzak, he screamed. So the Sifsa Chachamim is Ma'ir, why over here does it say V'yitzak? And all other Makkos, it doesn't say V'yitzak, it says V'yatar, he daven. Why over here suddenly does Moshe Rabbeinu need to scream? So Zakta Sifsa Chachamim, it's because by the other Makkos, it's a regular tefillah. There's no need to scream, you can just daven. But by the Tzfardayim, you have a lot of Tzfardayim around, they're making a ton of noise. And if you would have just daven regularly, he wouldn't be able to hear it. There would be a chesaron of Hashmelo iznacha masha tamaitz mipicha, and that wouldn't be a proper tefillah. So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu had to scream to make sure that his voice would be heard, and that's why it says v'yitzak. So that's a very nice pshat, but that lechar would be tali on this machlekes. If you hold it, the din of Hashmelo iznacha masha tamaitz mipicha is a siba, you have to actually hear it. So the sibsacham makes a lot of sense. So if there's a lot of background noise, and because of that you can't hear what you're saying, then you got to scream. If you don't scream and you can't hear it, then there's a chesaron of Hashmelo iznacha masha tamaitz mipicha, and you wouldn't be yitze. But if you hold like the other side, if you hold that it's a simon, it's not that you have to actually hear it, but just it has to be a loud enough of a dibur that could be heard. So that means it has to be loud enough of a dibur that could be heard in normal circumstances. The fact that there's a lot of background noise and there's noise going on, and because of that you can't hear it, that would not take away from the quality of the dibur, and avadi would be aitzlifi that. So that when you have a tzvadim around, it would not necessitate having a tzaaka, and you would be aitzah with regular tefillah. So this vart and this sibsachamim is lechar assuming that it's a siba, not a simon, like the Havana of Rabbi Kivager. Now the Etzem Raya that Rav Wolf Eger is bringing from this Gemara, that from the fact that the Gemara didn't rely on the Ksiva alone, and assume that there's for sure going to be a Kriya over here in Amira, that's right, the Ksiva is Avka Dibur, I thought that perhaps you could be Madcha this Alpi, a different Yesod, that's something we mentioned earlier in Daf Hei, And maybe you could say like this: the Gemara there says in Daf Hey that a Megillah Bizmana Chetchila is supposed to have Asara. He's supposed to read it with a minion of 10 people. But Shloi Bizmana, it's Ma'akeh B'diavad. Shloi Bizmana, if you don't have a minion, you're not yet to the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. And the Yerushalmi there says that this mission of Kaisa Darshan Megiyah is talking about a Kriya Shloi Bizmana. That's an Akimta the Yerushalmi makes. So perhaps you could say that Lailam Ksiva is Kedima. Lailam Ksiva is considered a proper Dibur, B'chol Tar Kula. But Afal Pichon over here by Megillah, that's not going to work. Because when it comes to Megillah, it's not enough to be a Dibur, but you have to have a Dibur of Asar. You have to be Maitzi the Rabban Dei Chayvasan. You have to have one person laning and everyone's going to hear him. But when you write the Megillah, even though Ksiva is Kedibur, but no one could hear you, that's a Ksiva B'yachid. It's not a Ksiva B'asara because no one could hear you. There's no Din Minyan, there's no Tzirif. And that's going to be a problem of not laning the Megillah b'asara, and even though normally asara is only the chatchila, not b'di'evet, but shloi bizmana, it would be ma'akeh b'di'evet, and the Yerushalmi says we're talking about a tzir of shloi bizmana, and therefore it would be ma'akeh b'di'evet. So la'ilam, you could say the ksiva is k'dibur, but when it comes to Megillah, where there's a din of doing it b'asara, it's not going to work, because you have to have one laning out loud, and everyone could hear, else it's not considered a kriya b'asara, so that could be another reason why there's no raya from here, the ksiva is Lav Kedibar. But the Emma says, we mentioned in Daf Hey, there's a machlekes between the Chazanish and the Biskarav, how to understand this din of Basara by Shlo Bizmano. According to the Biskarav, Biskarav says that you have to have an actual din Asar of a minion. One lanes, everyone else hears them, and that's the din of Asar. And Lafi that, by Ksiva Kedibar, Lachar, you don't have a din Asar. But the Chazanish is Chaylik. The Chazanish held that Asar does not mean that one is laning and being mites everyone. You just have to have 10 people in one room, and it could be each one is laning his own Megillah privately, quietly, but Lamaisa, if you have 10 people there, that's considered Asara. Lefi him, if you hold Ksivas Kedibar, then Lechara would be considered a Kriya Basara, even Shalab Ismana. So, this Dicha that I'm saying, that La'ilam, we could say Ksiva is Kedibar, but the problem is that there's no Din Asara over here, that Lechara Bitali on the Machlekes between the Chazanish and the Briskarav. Lefi the Briskarav would be a problem of Asara, but Lefi the Chazanish, it would not be a problem, because Lamaisa, if you have 10 people, that would be considered a Kriya Basara.